Oh,
society like this?
I suspect you're getting quite similar replies from people. I think that science is, I would find it very difficult to underestimate the benefits that could be derived from scientific knowledge. The way that that's turned into technology is important in many aspects. But I mean, even if we just confine ourselves to talking about medical science, and of course I think the bigger issues perhaps are environmental sciences and the impacts there. But even if we just talk about medical sciences, we've just gone through a torturous healthcare debate where the most profoundly difficult debating and politicking has been going on around an issue which science could cut through to a certain extent. The healthcare debate has been driven in most part by aging. It's the cost of aging that is on the table here. It's the eradication or alleviation of symptoms and long-term care that's the problem. Now, I didn't hear anyone talk about the science of aging in that whole healthcare debate. I didn't really hear science much. And I that's a shame, you know. And we heard some very big numbers in terms of expenditures. And we hear very small numbers as it relates to studying the basic processes at play. And I think that if the scientific agenda profile can be raised, eventually you'll start to hear that. You'll start to hear congressmen and senators say, yes, we have to put in place the provision for what's about to happen to our society with the demographic change. But we should also think about putting in place some funding for science that could offset that. And the numbers are astronomical. You know, cures for Alzheimer's and adult cancers, these numbers are astronomical. Incredible benefits could accrue from focusing on the science. So that's just the medical science, and that's just aging.